Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Rick Goodfriend, and we're from Santa Barbara, California. We're going to talk about patience. Patience, patience, patience. In fact, that's what I was doing today, because I was wanting more patience in my life before I was going to meet with people, and it worked. What I did was an exercise that made it work. It's beautiful, and what I want to talk about is, do we really need it? Do we really need patience? Yeah. Well, yes. All the time. You know, I go out and meet with people. Sometimes they trigger me, and sometimes I go off on them. Sometimes I don't. But when I really just do the exercises before I meet with people and get out there in life, it's a great, great, great opportunity to show my patience and really how much I want to listen to other people and just be there. If I see something going wrong in my life, I just do my exercises and it works. It works. I have 90% more patience. That's 90%. That's a lot. So if you have trouble with your patience, listen to this show today. It's only 15 minutes, and we're going to talk about how to deal with your patience and my patience, too. So I'm going to give you some exercises. The first thing I want you to do, if you can, is go to a values list, a needs list. You need to have this. You need to look at this list, and it will help you with your patience. All right? Very important to do this and to really check it out. Go to my website. My website's really easy. My name is Rick Goodfriend. All you got to do is put a .com. It's one word, Rick Goodfriend. And that is my last name, .com. And you'll see on the left side, values needs list. This is worth its weight, not even that, but it's worth so much money, so much whatever you want to put in it, because it will make your communications a lot easier. So if you listen to my shows, I'll be talking about expressing, I'll be talking about listening, but today I'm talking about patience. Having more patience. So get that list and look at it and memorize it if you can. I can't memorize it right now, but memorize it if you can. Look at your favorite values, and just looking at it will bring you up, bring your ego up, bring your mood up, bring whatever, but it will bring up your lifestyle. It's all you have to do is look down the words and watch and see. What will happen is that you'll go into a whole different mentality. So, all right, what's the exercises now? This is pretty simple, pretty quick. And the first thing you want to do, of course, is take a couple deep breaths. Okay, that's the beginning of these steps, is take a couple of deep breaths. That's going to calm you down very quickly. And if you're right in the middle of something, someone that you're talking to, just do this. Do this in front of them. You can tell them what you're doing, that you're wanting to have more patience, and this is going to help. So take some deep breaths, okay? And then the second step is say to yourself, I am patient. Say it a couple times. Say it at least five times. I am patient. I am patient. I am patient. I am patient. And I start laughing at this because it's kind of weird, but it's working. It's I got a smile. I am patient. Okay, so if you want to do it 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, that's fine. Make it a meditation if you want, but just try it at least 5 times. Okay, and this will help change your mentality of what you're wanting to do and wanting to be, and you're wanting to be more patient. Yes. So this is simple little exercises. So that's one way of bringing your patience down to a level where you can deal with it, where you can handle it. Another way I do this is I have a meditation, and if you go to it, you can go to it. Let me think if it's free. No, it's not free, but it's very inexpensive. It's something that you might want to meditate to in the morning. I do it in the morning. I do it in the afternoon sometimes, and I definitely do it before I go to sleep. And you know what? My sleep is 90% better and faster. I fall asleep, you know, and just doing some breathing exercises, I fall asleep really quickly. So what I'm doing in this video, in this tape, is I'm listening to these values. Values are very important. Now, you might say, oh, I listen to my need. I mean, my feelings. My feelings are important. Well, guess what? Guess what makes your feelings? Take a guess. Your values and your needs, whether they're satisfied or not satisfied. Let's look at it like this. If your need for honesty is satisfied, what's your feeling? Okay? Pretty good. Pretty up there. Okay? Right. Now, if your need for honesty is not being met, not being satisfied, where's your feelings? They're down in the dumps. Really way down there. Because honesty is an important thing. So look at the list and just try that as an exercise of looking at something at the list, any word, and say, if this word is not satisfied, my need for, let's say, trust. My need for trust is satisfied. Wow, I feel great. I feel so good. Yet, if my need for trust is not met, what happens? Well, I'm down in the dumps. Okay, somebody, I figure out somebody does me wrong somehow, and what happens? Boom. My feelings are shot. Okay, until that need, that value of trust is, again, met and satisfied for me. So another thing is, who is responsible for your needs to get met, to be met? Think about that. Who is responsible for meeting your needs, for satisfying your needs? You are. Right? It's you. Nobody else can do that. Now, somebody can do that. You can ask them to help you meet your needs. But we'll go into that another time, another show. So back to patience. If you want, you can get my video. It's a video. And it's mostly a recording and audio recording. And it's about 20 minutes. So this is what you want to do. And it goes through about 20 different values, needs, and like I said, I do it every morning, pretty much every morning, and I do it at night to help me go to sleep. In fact, I can't wait to use it, and it's my voice, so I just, you need like to get used to it, and it takes you maybe a week of listening to it to get used to my voice. So try it out. It's guaranteed, by the way. So you can try that. And also on the my website, you'll see the page. There's a video on appreciation. It's very powerful appreciation. It's not just saying, hey, do this, hey, do that. Well, I'm glad you did this, I'm glad you do that. But I'm using needs and values in it. So it's kind of a very cool video. So try that patient. Try it and see if it works. That's all I can ask you. Just try it and see if it works. Just say, I am patient. 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 You know, about the fourth time or fifth time, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty kind of patient. If something comes up in a conversation that's going to trigger me, I kind of remember that. I'm already in that mode of being patient. So I just have to remember doing this before I go out into the world. Very, very cool. And it's just getting into your needs, your values. Your needs and values, that list is, like I said, very important to have. And you can use that list in many, many ways, which I talk about in the videos. So try it out if you want to. If you don't, just do the I am patient 5 times, 10 times, and see how that works for you. You can do that with any of those needs that are on that paper and any values. And you can make up your own needs too. If I made up the word jocularity, which is on the bottom, I think, on the right side. So I made that one up. That's fun. That's being humorous. And it was important to me. So I put it on my list. And there's a lot of little things on that list and on my website. So look at my website, rickgoodfriend.com. First of all, download that list. You got to have it. Put it up by your computer. Put it up by your telephone. You can use that to communicate a lot better, and 90% more, really. It's amazing that I teach these classes, but it's amazing how people just very quickly say, wow, I wish I had this before. So listen to my radio show, and I'll teach you about these skills, these communication skills, that will really change your life very quickly, very quickly. It's just using the skills. So this is Rick Goodfriend, and I'm on whenever. This is probably an archive show that you're listening to, but it doesn't matter if it's live or it's archived. Well, just listen to it and practice the exercises and see how it helps. See if it really works so great for you. So take care, and I'll just say, may all your needs be met, like all the time. All right?
Reach enjoy. Out for life, like leaves to sun, like plants to rain, like birds to rain.